Good morning. This is Mark Mays, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Once again, it's good to be with you this morning, and let's ask the Lord to help us as we spend a few moments together. Father, we are thankful, Lord, for this day. We are thankful, Lord, for the opportunity that we have, Lord, just to take a couple moments this morning and, Father, draw our attention to your word. And, Lord, I ask you that you'd help us. Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves, and, Lord, you know exactly what it is we need. I pray that, Lord, this morning that you'd help me to be a help, to be a blessing, to be an encouragement, but also at the same time, Lord, to allow that what is done to be able to be used by the Holy Spirit in our hearts and our lives to challenge each and every one of us, to help us to be in the process of becoming that person that you want us to be. And, Lord, I pray that you just enable me this morning. Use, Father, these few moments in our hearts and our lives, and, Lord, may we have a change in our life. And may that change bring honor and glory to the person of Jesus Christ. We ask you to help us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm in the book of Proverbs, chapter number 26, looking for biblical principles for practical living, looking for, basically, if you would, just bits of advice that God has given to us through his written word that enables us to be a wiser person, enables us to handle situations in life the correct way. All of us handle life situations. We don't all handle them well, and we don't all handle them the same way. And we clearly don't always handle them the way God would have us to. Many times, many of us, perhaps even most of us, handle the situation's life based upon the emotion that we're experiencing at the moment. Somebody makes you mad, and you respond with anger. Somebody makes you have laughter and you're having a great time. So you laugh with, you respond with perhaps humor or you're in a good mood. It often depends on what mood we're in or what emotional experiencing that we're experiencing at the moment. And that's not the way God has designed us to live. We're designed to live by principles. And principles are guidelines or perimeters that are to control our conduct in every circumstance in life. So that's why we're looking. We're looking in the book of Proverbs. Obviously, there's principles throughout the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. But we're concentrating on the book of Proverbs, looking for these principles, encouraging ourselves, challenging ourselves, allowing the Holy Spirit to prick our hearts and say, hey, this one right here, you need some attention on. You need to give some time and attention and effort. And if that's the case, may we find ourselves yielding to the direction of the Holy Spirit, and may we find ourselves embracing the truth that he's exposed to us. Verse number 17, the Bible says, he that passeth by and meddleth with strife, belonging not to him, is like one that taketh a dog by the ears. Boy, I like that phrase, he that taketh a dog by the ears. Everybody who's listening this morning can have a picture in your mind of what would happen. You're going to get bitten. And perhaps some of you who are listening know firsthand what's going to take place. You did that, and, the dog bit you. Many of us have probably experienced, sometimes your pet will let you sort of, tussle his ear a little bit. But a lot of dogs, they don't like their ears being touched. They sort of get touchy and they'll show your teeth and show you what they can do with their teeth if you mess with them. But if you take him by the ear, so to speak, and you do it in an aggressive manner, that dog's going to bite you. And that's exactly what's happening here. God says, when you pass by and you begin to meddle with strife that doesn't belong to you, in other words, you begin to stick your nose in somebody else's business, you're going to end up suffering because of it. Our Bible says in Proverbs 25 and verse 8, go not forth hastily to strive, lest thou not know what to do in the end thereof. Well, if we are not to go forth hastily to strive in our own lives, how much more should we stay away from strife that doesn't even belong? It's not in our life at all. It's between somebody else. We pick sides. We stick our nose in somebody else's business. And God says, if you do that, if that's the kind of person you are, you think you got to stick your nose in somebody else's business. And all of us know people like this. Boy, do we know people like this. And it's seemingly like the ones who do this don't know when to stop. We all know them. Perhaps you can even think of somebody even now. They're always sticking their nose in somebody else's business. Well, you know, they are going to pay the consequence, and you and I will do the same. We will pay the consequence. There's going to be a cost associated with sticking our noses in somebody else's business. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs 20, verse 3, "It is an honor for a man to cease from strife, but every fool will be meddling." In other words, he's going to stick his nose in. He's going to just be messing around. That's what a foolish person does. And it is foolish this morning to stick our nose, if you would, in other people's business. And so here's a principle. Just leave it alone. If it's not between you and us, just leave it alone. Stay out of it. Don't interject your thoughts, your opinions. Don't try to side with one or the other. I remember hearing years ago a preacher say this. He decided he refused to allow anybody else's opinion about another person determine what he would think about that person. You know, I like that. I like that, and I agree with that, and I do my best to live that way. You know, you're going to run across people, they're going to tell you something negative about somebody else. And what they're trying to do is pit you against that person. Now, if you're a person of character, you're not going to let that person's opinion influence you on what you begin to think about the one that's being referenced to. In other words, don't allow one's opinion determine your opinion about another person. And that's a good principle. Sort of here, you just keep in your nose in your own business. Let it alone. Don't do that. You know, and we need to learn this if we haven't already. Would to God we had already learned this. But may God give us wisdom here. Just leave it alone. Don't be a busybody. What a good principle. Let's drop down to verse 18 and 19. There's another principle here we look at. The Bible says, "As a madman who casteth firebrands, arrows, and death, so is the man that deceiveth his neighbor and saith, am not I in sport? Am not I in sport?" He's deceiving his neighbor. But he says, "Oh, I'm just kidding. I'm just fooling around. I'm just in sport. I'm just playing." You know, here's a valuable lesson to be learned about this idea of jesting, or if you would, kidding around. Because often, if we're not careful, our kidding around can become or the cause of ruin or harm to those to whom we're kidding. We have a gentleman in our church, and we were discussing this, and he has a little bit of a mental concern. He's mentally challenged, great guy, but he doesn't do well with kidding. And I'm a great kidder. I like to kid around, but I learned quickly with him I can't do that. And so I don't even try anymore, because he doesn't have the ability to understand it, and he could be easily offended. And so I decided I'm not even going to do any kidding at all, because I don't know what will or what won't offend him, what will or what will not hurt him. And so I don't want to run the risk. I just stopped it altogether. But I do like to kid. And I guess if, you know, one of my many faults would be I'm a great kidder. I like to fool around. I like to tease. And I have to be careful, though. And this is for me. Of course, it's for all of us. We need to make sure that the kidding that we do and the jesting, the fooling around, messing around with somebody, we need to be careful when we do it, because we do run the risk of stepping over the boundaries and hurting somebody's feelings or causing them perhaps some mental anguish. And of course, I think many of us, if not all of us, we love the Lord and we want to love God's people, we would never want to hurt anybody. We would never want to cause somebody to have mental anguish or concerns. We would want to be a help and a blessing and an encouragement to them. So I'm not an advocate of having no jesting and no kidding. I don't think God is. I think sometimes that shows our affection. The old phrase, if I didn't like you, I wouldn't pick on you. And I think there's a lot of truth to that sometimes. But we do need to be careful. We do need to be real careful. And everybody's different. Some people love the jesting. Some people love it. And they'll sort of get, you know, bring it back at you. And then you can have some fun with that. And that's fine. But even then, you have to be careful. But not everybody likes that. Not everybody is a fan of the fooling around and the teasing. And so learn to have discernment. And may God give us wisdom here. Because when we do, the Bible says we're like a man that casts firebrands, arrows, and death. We can do great harm when we do things in jest or in sport. and don't do it with discernment and to be very careful. So may God give us wisdom here and help us. The Bible says in Proverbs 25:18, a man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul and a sword and a sharp arrow. In other words, you're causing harm. Well, this is the same idea here. When you tease too much, and you can cause harm. You can be a source of injury instead of a source of help. So may God give us discernment. Let's look at one other this morning. Perhaps we have just enough time to look down at verses 20, 21, and 22. The Bible says in verse 20, where no wood is, there the fire goeth out. So where there is no talebearer, the strife ceaseth. As coals are to burning coals, and wood to fire, so is a contentious man to kindle strife. The words of a talebearer are as wounds. They go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Now, when we look at these three verses here, there is a principle here. The principle simply is found, is seen, if you would, with our mind's eye, what the absence of a talebearer and a contentious person does in one's life. It allows that person to avoid strife and contention that come as a result of the talebearer and that type of actions. It teaches us if we're not engaged in those activities, we're not going to have the contention and the strife. And so the principle would be here, if you can get rid of the talebearer, then you can get rid of the strife. Just like if you don't have any wood, you're not going to have any fire. If you don't have the coals, you're not going to have a fire on the wood. And so a contentious person, a talebearer, they are the types of people that just sort of kindle strife and anger and bitterness and frustration. You get rid of that. You get rid of the talebearer. You get rid of the contentiousness. Then you get rid of the strife and the things that come with it. And so the wisdom here would be simply this. Don't be a talebearer. Don't be a contentious person. And you'll be better for it. In other words, an ounce of prevention beats a pound of cure, we say. If you want to stop the strife, you want to stop the contentions, well, stop the slander. The word talebearer means a slander, a whisperer. Stop that. You stop that, you can stop the strife. If you, the word contentious, it means brawling, or if you would, a quarrel. You want to stop those things? Stop those things which bring them. Stop the talebearer. Stop the slander. And may God give us wisdom here. It's just if you want to stop that stuff, but I don't know about you, but I assume all of us would say, you know what? I don't like it when there's pressure. I don't like it when there's tension and strife. I don't know about you, but I don't like it. I grew up in a home with my mom and dad. I think I saw my mom and dad sort of fuss at each other maybe twice, maybe three times. Not very much at all. Nothing big at that. I didn't grow up a home with that stuff, so I'm not used to it. I'm not comfortable around it. I walk a mile out of my way to stay out of the argument. I'll let people run over me just to, so I can just prevent it. Now, I will guard the hen house if I have to, but I'd rather be run over than have the contention. It's just not something I enjoy, and I like living without it. And I despise it when it's around. Sometimes I know it's a part of life, and you gotta grab the bull by the horns, as we say. But boy, I tell you what, there's a lot of times we can avoid it. And wise is the man or woman who avoids this type of activity by not being a slanderer. Don't be involved in that stuff. Don't be involved in the contentiousness. Stay away from it, and we'll be better for it. Well, this morning we've looked at three principles in the book of Proverbs, and they're good principles. Perhaps you've already are aware of these and are practicing them, and praise the Lord if you are. Perhaps this morning, maybe the Holy Spirit's reminded you that there's an area where you've slipped in one of these, and you've sort of gotten out of line here, and you need to maybe readjust to get back where God would have you to be. And if that's the case, may the Lord give you wisdom in this and discernment in this, and enable you to make the correction. And, you know, all of us can make mistakes. And when we recognize them, may we go to the Lord and say, listen, Father, I have erred. I owe you an apology. Please forgive me and enable me, Lord, to do what's right and make this thing right. So may God give us wisdom and discernment and may he empower us to be able to live by these principles. I thank you for taking time to listen today, and you have a great day.